going into our summer season here. If you're one of those people that do a summer lawn, Bermuda, the hardy weed, as a lot of people will call it, when they're trying to get rid of it. Well, there's a great product by our friends at Bonide, Premium Lawn Food DuraTurf, with 20 nitrogen on the labeling for extra greening for that beautiful green summer lawn on our Bermuda. Get by a local independent nursery or dealer such as Savano in Tucson, Treeland Nursery in Mesa, or in Flagstaff, Warner's Garden Center, and look for Bonide's Premium Lawn Food. Bonide products are proudly made in America, and it'll give you a nice fertilizer, a nice greening, and last for 4 to 6 weeks feeding. So you'll need to schedule that again if you hit it this weekend, about the end of June. Keep your lawn looking good for the summer and your nice evenings out on your patio, pal, enjoying the Arizona summer nights. It's Bonide for all your landscape and garden fertilizing needs. A premium lawn food. And we were talking as we were going into the break about a
plumbing
bath shower head that fertilizes and drips onto the floor of the shower in the middle of the night. And we've got to get that solved before we do anything else.
Yeah, and I've been thinking through what possibly could be causing that, and I don't have anything other than it. That plumber may be right. We may just have to open the wall and figure out why the way it was plumbed is that occurring to you. The only thing I could tell you
here's more information. The house is 16 years old. It's never done this before. So we did change the shower head. We did change the apparatus on the wall in the shower. We did all that. And that's why I'm calling you, because it just seems unrealistic that this would continue to.
And I just want to make sure when you changed that, it didn't start happening. You did that because it started happening.
No, it was happening before we changed
it. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
And with all the new parts,
yeah, we thought that would remedy the whole thing, you know.
You know, they make a small little valve. You know that pipe that sticks out of the wall? We call it the neck. That goes to your shower head. They make an on-off valve that you can put on there behind the shower head.
And
is that
where you put the plastic tape that you seal it with right there?
Yeah, you'll use Teflon tape on the threads. But you could put a shutoff valve there. It's not an absolute shutoff valve. But I would think that the pressure, whatever is pushing that back up to the shower head, is going to be a very low-pressure situation. I mean, it just comes on and drips. It's not like it's running,
it
just, right?
It drips. Yeah, it drips for like 5 or 10 minutes, yeah.
Golly.
Okay.
And
so
I know
when you say that they make something like that, who's the they where I would go get it?
Oh, Kristen, where are you?
Oral Valley? We do have supply houses here in Oral Valley.
virtually any plumbing supply house will have
that. Okay.
I don't know that a big box store would have it. You'd probably have to go to a specialty if you get into downtown.
Do you know
Tucson.
Who the manufacturer might be on that?
No, I don't. There's probably a half a dozen manufacturers of them.
Okay. So what does it have, a little key on it that turns one way or the other?
Yeah, it's just a hand knob, a thumb knob that you turn off 90 degrees and then turn it back on and see if that doesn't stop it. That's certainly going to be a lot less expensive.
But you really do think that plumber gave some good information that we have to take everything out from the wall? So this is going to be the easiest remedy, right?
I'm suspicious it's in the new shower valve. Has the problem started since the new shower valve was installed?
No, it was before. They replaced it thinking that was going to
help it. No, it just started out of the blue. No, we replaced everything because we thought that was what was wrong, that there was something wrong with the sealer, you know, that little tape that you put on and stuff like that. And then we thought something was wrong with the handle on the wall. We thought maybe that was not tight enough. And no, we did everything. Now, why would you not think that something's wrong with the toilet? Because we didn't do anything with the toilet yet.
Well, water seeks its own level, and the toilet water inlet is a lot lower than the getting all the way up to the shower head. And let's see what happens when you flush the toilet. that fills the tank back up. So when the float valve shuts off the water, something's
right.
got to be
That's
pushing that
starts.
Water up.
Right. When everything shuts off in the tank and the little bulb goes down and everything, that's when it starts coming out of the shower head.
And you've checked the pressure at the shower, at the tub and at the toilet. You're not above 65 PSI, are you?
Pardon me?
You might want to check the PSI of the plumbing system and make sure for some reason you're not above 65 PSI.
Okay, that's the next step. Okay, got it.
And I'll tell you can do that, Kristen, simply by just getting to the nearest hardware store. And
right,
you buy,
I've heard you say, I have. I've heard you tell other people, I can do that. Okay. Yeah,
all right.
Perfect.
Check
okay,
the pressure.
Well, I will call you back and let you know what happens.
Do. I'll need it for my ongoing database. Thank you very much. Let's see if we can go to Mike, and he is also calling from the Tucson area. Good morning, Mike. With a question about air conditioners. Mr. Mike?
Well, it looks like we lost Mike. How about Roy?
Okay, very good. That's Gary D., our station engineer, back at the studio. We're out live at Sanderson Ford, so we're communicating with all the digital apparatuses that we have, and we're not kept quite up to speed. But Mike did have a question about with two air conditioning units, what's the circulation setting? So let me see if I can address that real quick, and then I'll go to Roy. Mike's wondering, okay, I got two air conditioners. Do I both tell them to go off on peak and come back on together off peak? And you can, Mike, because off peak you're not being charged for your demand. The demand spike. If you are concerned about it, set the delay 15 minutes apart so they each have to start 15 minutes separate. But it shouldn't matter. Let them go ahead and just stay off on peak. Once you go into the off peak, it's fine for both in units to come on simultaneously, set to the desired setting that you're asking it for, and everything will be fine. Now let's get to Roy, and we've got Brian on hold as well. Roy, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning. I just recently bought a house a couple days ago, and as I'm moving in, I'm doing some work around the house, and I noticed a strange smell. And now, so I'm like investigating, and I couldn't find nothing. So I went up in the attic, and I noticed it's really strong up there. It's like a chemical smell. The kind of insulation there is the spray foam kind.
Yep.
So I'm wondering if that's where the smell is coming from. Is the spray foam or my air conditioner?
How old's the home?
It's brand new.
Yeah.
It's not brand new. It's built in 2012.
Oh. I'm sorry. I understood it was brand new. The fact that it's 5 years old changes everything. How long have you been in the house? Are you brand new to the house?
Yes. I haven't even moved in. I'm getting ready to move in within a couple days.
That foam, 5 years old, should not be off-gassing to the point that it's creating an odor that's that easily detectable, Roy. There's something else going on. Check the air filters. Get a one-inch paper pleated filter. Turn the fan of the air conditioner on continuous, and just try and get it filtered out. You can go to an air ionizer, turn it on, evacuate the house for 2 days, go in, turn the ionizer off, and within 15 minutes, all the air inside the house is then safe to breathe again. Those do an incredible job for knocking out odors, particularly mystery odors that we can't find. I don't know what else to tell you. A newer home, brand new home, off gases a lot of things. The drywall off gases, the countertops, the glue in the cabinets, the vinyl floors, the carpeting. But you're 5 years old. You shouldn't be experiencing this.
But the actual smell is in the attic. It's not coming out of my air conditioner. It's really strong in the attic.
But because it's cathedral insulation, and your attic is cooled, all your equipment is in that space, there just isn't anything. There's not something stored up there. Nobody, you don't have any, you're not storing anything up there, are you?
No, I don't see anything up there other than the insulation and the air handler unit.
No, after 5 years, it shouldn't be off-gassing to the point that it's still that objectionable. Do you smell it when you're out of the attic, just in the house?
Yeah, it's in the house also.
That's what got you to call, huh? Well, yeah. It's penetrating through the holes in your ceiling where the recessed cans are and the exhaust fans to the bathrooms.
Yeah.
The only other thing I could tell you to do is create a positive pressure inside that attic and get the air to flow out some kind of gable in, but I wouldn't want you to do that until we engineered the exact exit and inflow of the air. Again, this is like Stump Rosie Day, I guess. I don't know what to tell you, Mike.
I don't even know who to call. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
And you're in Tucson?
I bought the house, it's in Marana.
Okay. Well, I would tell you to call Temperature Control or Intelligent Design, two of our Rosie-certified air conditioning and air quality specialists in Pima County, and talk to them about it and see what they might possibly be able to find out for you.
Sounds good.
Okay, man. Okay, Romy, you pick. Who are we going to next? You just pick who's going to stump me next. Bring him into the conversation.
All right, let's next on the line, I believe, is Brian. Do we still have Brian with us in Santan Valley?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
Good.
Good. I've got a 3,000-square-foot house, two-story, with two units. To super cool that house, do I run both units at the same temperature?
I would. You know, programmable thermostats?
No, I just have standard thermostats.
Do you have a energy management computer on the house?
No.
It's going to be hard to super cool without an energy management computer or programmable thermostats unless someone's home every single day at the critical times where the switch is on and off peak. But that's kind of an unreasonable expectation to expect on somebody's lifestyle.
Right. Well, so, I can change those out.
Okay, if you go to a programmable thermostat, set them to come on 15 minutes after the peak power turns off. So in the new rate plan at APS, that would be at 8:15. And you can ask ask both air conditioners to come on at the same time. And I would set the upstairs is going to invariably be the harder one to keep comfortable. And I would ask the upstairs air conditioner to take my house to about, if it's fair, how old is the house?
It was built in 08.
Okay, so it's up to today's standards as far as insulation, dual pane glass. Think about sunscreens on your windows. Make sure all your windows are shaded. And I would ask the upstairs to take the house down to about 68 degrees, 66 degrees off peak. And I'd ask the downstairs to take it to about 70 or 68, something like that. And just test and see what kind of results you're getting. As long as you're keeping your demand under about 7 or 8, and as long as you're buying 80 to 90% of your power off peak, you're accomplishing super cooling, which should save you on your energy bill something in the neighborhood of about 20 to 30%. We used to could save 30 to 50%, but the new rates, I'm not thinking we're going to see quite the same amount. So there you go, Brian in Santan Valley. We appreciate the call. We've got John on hold we'll get to, but we're going to have to take a little quick station break first.